How about some way of saying cold or good and intensifying that? It's, do you say it real cold? Or?
Sure enough, cold.
Cold.
Yeah, sure enough, hot. Sure enough.
Is real or really used very much?
Well, yes, it's used a good deal, real.
In what context?
Well, I had a lady down to the museum the other day, and I was showing her some different things. Just now, this article here is 100 years old. She said, really? It looked like, it seemed like every other word she said was really. Really? You really? That real? Really? She kept using that word, really. I bet she used it a dozen times.
Mm-hmm. And how about the use of something and nothing? Could you give me sentences where those would be?
Well, he'll never amount to nothing. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Never amount to nothing.
And,
he'll be something someday.
I see.
Keep on like he's going, he'll be something some of these days.
And how about catching fish? Do you catch any? No. What?
What is that now?
If you were if you asked somebody if you caught any fish and he had such bad luck, he didn't catch any. And he might say, you know, just in conversation, he said, no.
No, it was, I heard a lot of them say, no, it was a washout, or I drew a blank, or they wasn't biting, or something like that.
How about nary a one?
Nary one. That's not used very much with the white people, but I heard a fellow say the other day, Erwin, said, I haven't got Erwin. Now, what did he mean? Instead of saying nary one, he said Erwin. I haven't got Erwin. I hadn't heard that but once or twice, but I did hear that man say air one.
With fish or with what?
No, it was somebody asking me to have so any. I forgot what it was. Have you got any so and so? Not air one. Airy one, I suppose he was hitting that, but he said air one.
That's interesting.
So that, no, it says I ain't got air one.
Mm-hmm. And if you say, well, if a teacher blames of a boy for something, and she said, did you do that, and what did you do, and he might say, no, I ain't done. I ain't done nothing.
Yeah, he could say that. I ain't done nothing. I didn't do it. I ain't done it. He could say it, mm-hmm. Sure.
What do you think is, when you were in school, does that sound,
Well, I guess it was used, but I don't remember being used a great deal.
Mm-hmm. And,
generally, when we made a grammatical expression, the teacher would jack us up right quick. if we made an error. I remember one day we had an English teacher. This was a ridiculous thing. And she was a very strict-laced old English, and she just tried to teach perfect English. And we were going to school one day, and we had this boy, he was always up to something. And his name was Llewellyn. I said, Llewellyn, have you seen Grady Farmer? He said, yeah, so I seen him and taken after him. And of course, he just like to have blown up. He did it just for meanness. Yeah, so I said, I seen him and taken after him. Oh, she just bristled. Oh, it made her so mad. That was one of her English students.
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget that. Yeah, so I seen him and taken after him.
Strong enough. Strong notions.
Oh boy, she likes to paint.
Would you sort of create the kind of conversation that would happen if somebody came unexpectedly at mealtime? without any kind of social feeling about it, just how people would ask them to come in and
I've often just done that. Well, you're getting here right at dinner time. There ain't got much, but